Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first Cavs HQ brought to you by AT&T of the season. I am John, along with Rafa. Rafa, great to see you. This is the first time we have spoken publicly since the passing of our friend and family member, Fred McLeod. And this has been a rough couple of weeks for the family. And, I mean, obviously, every game, every broadcast, Cavs HQ, TV, radio, you know, we're going to dedicate to the memory of Fred and what he has meant to this organization, how special it's been. We get going on the season. We know we have to carry on, but some tough weeks here in the family, huh?
Some tough weeks that we have had, and I think the a couple of tough to come, because not only he was our coworker, and as you mentioned, we are a family. We spend more time with our group than we do with our family once the season starts. So the news obviously just hit us like a truck, and Fred's going to miss. It's going to be missed dearly, and obviously Beth McLeod is in our prayers and in our thoughts, and we're praying for him and his kids and his extended family, but also trying to figure out how we're going to carry his memory here. We all know about Fred, how much he loved Cleveland, how much he loved our Cavs organization, how much he loved everything. I was talking about his last tweet was about the Cleveland Browns, that first halftime game when all the penalties. But also, you know, what he meant, what all that meant to him. And when I was asked about Fred, I said, you know, everybody's talking about his professionalism and all the things that kind of single him out in among our peers, but I think what I admire most about him was how much of a family man he was, how much his wife meant to him, and you know, Beth was the sunny day for him, how much they support each other, So it's hard to even put into words. I rarely have a problem putting things together, but this one it's hard because I had spent time with Fred preparing with him for the preseason for the Browns. For he was doing the Lions, I was doing the Browns, and we played golf the Friday before he passed. So it's just any way you look at it, it's hard to say anything other than the fact what you just said, that everything that we do is dedicated to his memory and the effort that he put into his life.
Yeah, and what I mean, I think that there's no silver linings in situations like this, but you know, I think we have the right people in place to be able to do this the right way in terms of, you know, doing this the way it should have been done, carrying on for Fred the way he would want it to be. I mean, we know he's going to be smiling down from the 18th fairway upstairs and watching these broadcasts. It's all fairways up there, Rafa. No woods, no sand.
Every ball
fairways and greens, man. Fairways and greens. So he's gonna be looking down from the 18th fairway. Fred, we loved you, man. You meant so much to this, obviously, this organization, and we're gonna do you right.
We will definitely do him right, and I think the organization is prepared to honor him.
Yeah,
they already already announced the media room and TV where our TV studio will be named the Fred McLeod Studio.
Right, and we're gonna have Len Komorowski, Chief Executive Officer of the Cavs, and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on in segments 2 and 3. We have a lot of exciting things this season.
Yes,
the transformation of the queue is complete. It is fantastic in here, but of course we're gonna get Len's thoughts about remembering Fred and about that dedication, the media center to Fred McLeod. So that's good stuff. We're gonna carry on here on Cavs HQ, brought to you by AT&T. As mentioned, CEO of the Cavs, Len Komorowski, talking about the exciting stuff taking place.
A few new things.
Hey, it feels like a brand new arena.
It does.
Like a brand new arena in here. So good stuff. We'll have Len straight ahead.
For true Cavs fans, it's Bob Evans or nothing. Starting with their signature sausage made with premium cuts of pork, this juicy crowd pleaser leads the team in farm fresh goodness. Also, try a Bob Evans fan favorite, the number one selling mashed potatoes. They're ready in no time, so your family won't miss a second of the game. Earn pro points on delicious Bob Evans sausage and side dishes at Discount Drug Mart today. The clock is ticking.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the run around. You'll find everything.
The Lumineers 3, the world tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. with special guest Mountjoy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested 3! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features 6 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. 2 shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
The Black Keys brings us back to Cavs HQ, brought to you by AT&T. Black Keys are going to be playing here, Rafa.
I'm surprised he knows today. That he can name that tune.
First time in the history of Cavs HQ. I got a little hint from the producer.
I figured that.
It wasn't on my own. Yeah, Black Keys here a week from today, the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And who better talk about this new place than Len Komorowski, CEO of the Cavaliers and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Good to see you, Len. How are you?
No, great to be here with you guys and just excited for what's ahead here. It's going to be a great year.
It really is. On the other side of the break, we were talking about our fallen friend, Fred McLeod, and a great gesture by the Cavs organization. TV studio, media workroom, all redone, of course, part of the transformation. Renamed the Fred McLeod TV studio and media workroom. He meant so much to us.
Yeah, no, Fred was a great friend to all of us, but just a great friend to Cavs fans everywhere. And I think the thing that everybody remembers about Fred is just about his, you know, his love, his passion, his just willingness to always connect and just be helpful with whomever. Mm-hmm. The one thing I'll relate. So my son Zach is a freshman at University of Missouri in their broadcast journalism program, and Fred had developed a connection with him, and so Fred's a graduate of Point Park, mm-hmm. and Zach's a baseball player, Zach ended up getting a scholarship offer from Point Park, which Fred happened to be there for a reunion weekend for their World Series team.
Right.
And Lauren Torres, the coach down there, and Fred connected with him and, you know, sort of vouched for him, whatever, which was phenomenal on that point. But then, you know, Zach sort of stepped back and said, what's the best place I can go? And then Fred had talked about that Missouri is the only college in the country with a commercially licensed broadcast station, NBC affiliate, which he's now doing Friday night highlights.
Oh,
on.
Nice.
And
nice.
So we got, okay, we got to check that out. And he ended up going there at all, but just, he's always looking to connect the dots with whatever's going on. But he's just, like I said, just really special. And we were incredibly blessed to have him as part of our family as long as we did.
The stories about Fred are endless, and I think I really enjoy. I'm looking forward to being in the TV studio when we do Cavs HQ. We're gonna kick it off, you know, pretty soon, and of course, like you, John mentioned early in the show, all our efforts and basically every broadcast this season is going to be dedicated to the effort that he put in to love the Cavs and to bring the best to the fans.
And the media workroom and the TV studio are just absolutely the best place. So I think one of the things we saw after his passing, which was unbelievable, was just the outpouring from virtually everybody and anybody. Mm-hmm. And certainly this is anybody and everybody, but within the media community, it was unbelievable. And from around the country, internationally and otherwise, and what better statement to make for anybody and everybody for all the events that come through here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse to to be able to honor Fred's memory, and you know, and obviously his wife Beth, who's been a great friend of ours as well. You know, I know that was something that meant a lot to her too.
We were all on the tour together of this newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Fred was there, and you know, and we would say Fred would be proud of the changes made in here. Fred was proud because we, as we took that tour, boy, some special things. I mean, Len, up and down every inch of this place, right?
Yeah, you know, and you said that because it just brings. So I was coming into the field house right when Fred and Brad Sellers were walking out.
Yeah.
And Fred just couldn't. We talked for I don't know how long because he just couldn't stop talking.
Right.
He was so excited, and we actually, you know, Zach Yeoman got him some additional information because he was so thrilled with it. But this is, it, you know, with again really Dan Gilbert and you know, Dan does things right, and this has been a long journey for us to get to this point. But people see the atrium outside and are excited about that, but the thing about this is the part about the field house has always worked. The bowl has always been terrific. The sight lines have been great. But we had amongst the least amount of public square footage of any comparable arena in the country. We now have amongst the most. And so we're basically this, every square inch of the field house has been redone. So the thing that's exciting for us when Saturday rolls around and we have the, on the 28th here, and we have the ribbon cutting and the open house where all fans can go to rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. Get your tickets, come in, it's free. You know, we'll have discounted food and beverage, we'll have music, we'll have engagement and fun and activities, but you can come down and check it out because literally it's a whole new field house. And we're talking 8 new neighborhoods where you can gather, and you think about a neighborhood is anchored by food and beverage. We have that throughout the building. So we added 45,000 square feet with the atrium in the front, and another 7,500 in the south with the discount Drug Mart entrance across from Progressive Field, mm-hmm. another neighborhood there. But we've created and re-engineered the field house in a way that has literally all new flooring, all new lighting and ceilings, new concessions all throughout, new retail stands, new restrooms, everything. And so it'd be like taking your house, and I had this house, it was a little bit cramped and wasn't the greatest, and I expanded the kitchen and added a living space and just
and the master bedroom, everything.
And now and we've always had a great location, but our weaknesses were not the viewing experience, which was perfect. It was really, you know, the rest of the building, space, and we've sort of addressed our sins, so to speak.
And I think it's important for all the fans, not Cavs fans. If you want to come here, obviously we know Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse will be the house of the biggest event in not only in Cleveland, but probably in the state of Ohio, with all the events that we bring. But what I like the most, Len, is the fact that the transformation was not only done on the clubs for the private clubbing, it's basically for everybody. You mentioned the common space, just the atrium, the entrance at the Sherwin-Williams entrance, the Cliffs entrance. It's just basically for everybody to share. So we really want everybody to take their time and look around, like they're actually looking to shop a new home because the neighborhoods are awesome. But in the third floor, I can't wait to come to a hockey game and watch it from way up there in the Budweiser
Brewhouse.
Yeah. It's standing room, the big bar. I can't wait to go to a Monsters game for
and
that.
You know, we get asked that often about what are you most proud about, and just to that point, you know, is that this is a field house for all, and coolest spaces, talk about the neighborhoods, two of the coolest spaces are in Loudville. So Loudville, we used to joke it was name, rank, and serial number for them, and it was a tough deal. If I'm in Loudville, which is basically half of our building, people up there would go down to the street level. And now it would make it even worse down at the street level. Now we're going to have some reverse migration because people are going to see that brew house up top and say, wow, you know, just a huge bar, drink rails, concessions, restroom, everything's right there. It's a big sports bar, basically looking out onto the event bowl. So we're going to have people going, I just got to check that out. And then we have the Overlook Bar, which is also in Loudville, which has a view over the atrium to downtown Cleveland. So we were a venue that was never connected to the city. And we were never an iconic postcard shot. You weren't going to see postcards of the queue, you know, the previously known as the queue. And you never knew if there was an event going on unless you saw people go in and out because the only glass was for the offices. Now we're directly connected downtown. We have this amazing atrium as far as the space. We're visually connected on the different levels that we have. And it's something that there is something for all. But we would just ask people to come on down and see it for yourself. I think we've heard this from everybody who's been through. Is basically said the same thing. It was way more than I expected. It's better than the pictures, and you have to see it for yourself.
We're going to go through and walk through some of the great things that are inside this place. Budweiser Brewhouse, by the way, is my favorite. when we took the tour, that just seeing getting the view from up top, great stuff. Overlook Bar, really good too. We're going to discuss that more with Len Komorowski, CEO of the Cavs, when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
WWE Monday Night Raw comes to Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Monday night, October 21st.
Time to go burn it down.
Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Baron Corbin. Becky Lynch defends the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans, plus Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
And many more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com.
This is what awaits you on the other side.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
John Rafa, Len Komorowski, CEO of the Cavaliers and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We continue to break down the newly renovated Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. When we last left you, we were discussing the Budweiser Brewhouse. The Budweiser Brewhouse, what is that, the north or the south end?
It's on the south end. So okay. it'd be behind stage for most concerts,
right.
Or backstage as far as that goes. But even for larger shows like that, even though you're behind the stage, we would still look to most likely activate those.
Okay.
Barry Gable from Live Nation, who's been a legend working with them, and Michael Belkin, when they went through on a tour with that, they talked about how phenomenal that type of space is just for – every one of those concerts is like the Super Bowl,
right?
For whatever show there may be, but yeah. Being able to have spaces like that.
Yeah. It's what's amazing to me is that when you look at it from the event level, it looks high, but then when you get up there, my first thought was this would be fantastic to watch a game from. Again, you talk about the sight lines. It's fantastic up there. It's good stuff. And you talk about the Overlook Bar too.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about looking over downtown. Really great stuff. And we're only talking about Loudville right now. We haven't even addressed anything else.
Yeah, no. And I think we have a running joke with our EVP of Facility Operations, Anthony Bonavita, but talk about we have more drink rails than any arena in the world. But you think about that. If you're a fan,
That's a good place sign.
And we've all been out and about, and I think finding a drink rail is like a huge thing. You've been in a a bar or wherever, and you're like, okay, where are we going to go? And there's a drink rail. Everybody can park and socialize. So we have a ton of those. We have a ton of high tops in those areas where people can just gather, park around, and just be and enjoy. And so when I talk about the eight neighborhoods, we also have these nooks and crannies. You know, I'm not talking about a Tomlin's English muffin here, but I'm talking about spots, little spots where people can gather. I'll just point out one. So this is on a Huntington Bank club level, which so we had one of our flaws we had at the arena before, and again, sort of curing all the ills that we had previously, but we had on our Huntington Bank club level, which was previously known as the fourth level,
right,
as well, you could not make your way all the way around. As you were trying to walk, you would come to a club area, mm-hmm. and you had to stop. And if you didn't have a ticket for the club area, you had to go all the way around the horseshoe, which is crazy. And so now we have a continuous concourse all the way around,
nice.
Which is great. But beyond that, one of the things about that club that was really unique is there was a back glass wall that looked over Gateway Plaza into Progressive Field. And so we've taken people through on tours, and there's a great spot we carved out where it's going to have, again, the drink rails will have high tops that looks over the plaza. You can actually see home plate at Progressive Field and
wow.
be able to hang out and just take in the ambiance as far as what goes on. So we have just a ton of those type of spaces in addition to the neighborhoods throughout the field house.
You know, and I know we want to make sure that everybody that is going to be coming to the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse looks inside, because that's where the essence of the field house will be. But the outdoors of it, the curtain has a very singular feature for it. It's the only one of its kind.
It's the only one in the world with that. And we have obviously the incredible curtain wall, the glass curtain that faces downtown Cleveland and gives you a view onto what's happening inside. But with that brushed aluminum curtain wall, we have LED lighting treatment that we can do 1,500 different lighting combinations. We can do motion. We can create a unique personality based on the event or activity or what's happening there or what's special going on in even our city or even our country for that matter. So when you think about that, what used to be a closed off building with nondescript front mm-hmm. and glass for our offices and not knowing, and now I'm approaching and I see this amazing, you know, tapestry of lighting that's going on in front of me based on the event. And then making our way through, so you go in through the Sherwin-Williams entrance and we have the power portal, which
right.
again is total unique to any arena in the world. And you are encased in LED with an experience. I mean, we talk about an experience because it actually has audio that follows you through the portal. So this is taking you from the atrium into to the inner concourse. And again, you've now, just before you even step foot into the inner concourse, you've been through this amazing experience.
Yeah.
So, and that's really what it's about. We're a sports and entertainment business. We're not going to the dentist, right? Mm-hmm. And how do we create an experience, an environment where people, these are people going out for a night with family, friends, could be a first date, could be my first event, could be coming up. I'm driving up from Mansfield and I don't get the chance to come and experience. This lives up, hopefully, to the expectation they have, hopefully even surpasses it. Now we have a field house that even though we've had terrific product on the floor with, you know, Kobe and team in terms of what we have going on there and how that evolves with Coach Beilein, but then also, you know, and a great experience in the bowl and our terrific game presentation with our team there. But now we have a building that meets up to the rest
yeah.
of that experience.
For our listeners who are trying to picture in their head what that power portal was like, to me, it's almost like when you're at the aquarium and you're walking through the shark tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's
right,
sharks
right.
everywhere.
We can make it sharks for you if you want. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It could be yeah. sharks. Exactly right. But we have about 60 seconds remaining, Len. Let's talk quickly about the grand opening ceremony. It's
yes.
coming up on Saturday. Also, free public open house. For anyone who wants to see the newly renovated Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, what do you do? How's that all going to work on Saturday?
Well, first of all, we just encourage people to get there at 10 a.m. We're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, which, you know, working with our friends and, you know, our public partners and also Jay Farner, the CEO of Quicken Loans, will be there as well. But we're going to have a chance to, you know, christen and reopen. And it, we call it a grand opening because it is an opening of a whole new building as it is there. But with that open house, again, rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com, go on, log in for your tickets, and you get free access in the building. We're going to have food and beverage specials. We'll have music. We'll have some entertainment and engagement stations. But you could walk everywhere and anywhere. The building will be fully activated. The court will be down. And it'll be a great opportunity for everyone to be, you know, experience your arena. Mm-hmm. This is your field house. This is the public's field house, and a chance for you to be able to come in and experience firsthand.
Yeah, before we let you go quickly, we're down to about 15 seconds here, but Len, congratulations to you. I mean, and thank you. I mean, yes. What a fantastic job you and your bunch have done. And this is, this is years in the making, as you well know. And boy, it's beautiful. And your efforts have really paid off.
No, you know, we're fortunate to have an owner like Dan who gives us the ability to, and the breadth to be able to reach for the stars. And so that's the case with all of Dan's companies. And this is no exception here. And again, he's someone who believes in live, work, and play 24/7 downtowns in downtown Cleveland. And this is an exclamation point on that.
Before you go, is there a way that you can approve that they light up the curtain with my picture one day, like on my birthday or something, you know?
Have like a I knew you night. Couldn't get out of here
have
before.
Have a Rafa night on the portal.
Self-promotion.
You know, we'll figure it out when you're coming in for a Monsters game. We'll work it out. We'll figure something out.
All right, go, Len.
We were talking about the LED Canyon.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right there.
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks so much, Len. More at Gabs HQ right after this.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Monday and Wednesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
Knocks it down.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. That's Cavs.com/offers. Must be 21 or over to purchase.
The Lumineers, 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mountjoy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
For true Cavs fans, it's Bob Evans or nothing. Starting with their signature sausage made with premium cuts of pork, this juicy crowd pleaser leads the team in farm fresh goodness. Also try a Bob Evans fan favorite, the number one selling mashed potatoes. They're ready in no time, so your family won't miss a second of the game. Earn pro points on delicious Bob Evans sausage and side dishes at Discount Drug Mart today. The clock is ticking.
Discount Drug Mart, save you the run around. You'll find everything.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
We're back on Cavs HQ. So many of you know around Northeast Ohio, a hallmark of the Cavs organization is its community work. And every September, staff members from the Cavs roll up their sleeves to help fight against blight in Cleveland, joining Quicken Loans and their family of companies for the annual Neighborhoods Week Cleveland. Last week, volunteers from the Cavs and some of their sister companies, including Jack Entertainment, Amrock, and Bedrock, joined Greater Cleveland Habitat for Humanity to rehab homes. They landscaped residences and beautified areas within the Buckeye and Woodhill neighborhoods. Staffers did everything from mowing grass and cutting down bushes and trees to digging, planting, and raking. The volunteers also spent a lot of time painting as they updated porches and other areas on the outside of the houses. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Straight ahead, second half of the show, Joe Gabriel breaks down what we could expect in Cavalier Camp. We'll be right back with more of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Back for the second half hour of Cavs HQ, John and Rafa, and we are joined by a special friend. It's Joe Gabriel, inventor of Cavs.com. Good to see you. NBA.
That develops every time I get a new title.
You
I love
invented
that.
NBA.com.
I will have invented
which
the.
Which that's not far from the truth, by the way.
Al Gore and I will have invented the internet by
then.
When
NBA.com started, Joe used to be the beat writer for like half the NBA.
That's true.
True or false?
That is true.
I did. I built NBA.com with me and a bunch
your
of
bare
people.
Hands. Yeah. Yeah. Your bare hands. Good.
He invented the internet. And Al Gore took it from him.
You know.
Al Gore stole the idea.
Always great to catch up with Joseph. Joe, we were talking in some of the first half. We had Len Komorowski, CEO of the Cavaliers and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, on board for the first half hour. But we started talking about our fallen friend and Fred McLeod. This is the first time we've publicly talked about it. I thought you wrote a really special piece. I mean, so much of this has been very difficult for so many of us these last couple of weeks. A lot of lumps in the throats and everything like that. There was something about your article, and I'm not just saying this to pump your tires because you're sitting here, that I think made a lot of us feel better and to remember the good and the quirky and the funny parts of our friend who went way too soon.
Well, sometimes I just thank you, first of all, but sometimes they do, you see obituaries, and they're so impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really want to do is just make it personal. I mean, we all know Fred. Fred is like family to us. We travel with him on the road. So to kind of canonize someone and make him a saint, Fred was Fred. He was such a great, big-hearted guy. But he did forget
everything.
He lost everything. He forgot everything. It was beautiful.
But you know what I love about your piece, and it's on Cavs.com, obviously? It's the fact that every little thing that you describe of him, I could picture a day or a moment that when you say he loses everything or he lost his iPad, I remember the trip in New Orleans when you and him got off the bus and
oh
he pulled
God.
His backpack, and then next thing you see is like everything of Fred's backpack on the floor. And we were like in the bus, and nobody knew what the hell was going on.
Which, I mean, to elaborate on that story a little bit, we were in traffic in a bus in New Orleans. I was really, really hungover, and I had to get out of the bus because I thought I was going to puke.
I didn't know that part.
I knew that part.
I had to get out of the bus.
Barber Street.
I had to get out of the bus for that reason. And Fred gave me great cover because
Fred took one for you. Yeah. Everybody forgot about you.
Right. They didn't pay attention to me. They paid attention to Fred.
Fred was always there for his friends.
And then
he was.
And then the other thing is, for those, you know, like I said, I love the fact every time they talk about Fred, the family man, Fred, mm-hmm. the one we knew,
yes.
and Fred the golfer, or like they said in his eulogy, what was the adjective they used? Recreational golfer, you know, like it's not a word he would not use for himself. But I think that's what I like about your piece, because it made me remember the Fred that we spent so much time with. At least myself, the last 5 years, you know, it's quite a long time. You guys spent a lot more time with him, but it was just perfect.
The one thing that and a lot of people said this about Fred at his service and everything was how much he was willing to help people. And he helped me. And when I went to Fred asking, I'm too nervous to ask questions, Fred, in a group setting. He took me to Joe's Diner in Rocky River. Bought me, you know, we went to lunch. He encouraged me. He took, you know, he kind of just helped me. He talked about his own stories, his own experiences. Fred was always willing to help. I mean, he had, you know, he had come a long way in the business, and he was always willing to share his experiences and everything like that. So he was just a big-hearted guy, a generous guy. I love him. I miss him.
And I got to say something, because it goes with what we're talking about. And I'm sure Fred is up somewhere smiling at this guy that I have here on my right, because
uh-huh. yes.
John Michael was announced by Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers organization that will be taking the hard job of continuing the tradition of great broadcasting here for us on TV. So I know he doesn't like to even mention his name.
Yes.
But, you know, congratulations,
yes.
by
Thank
the way,
you.
First. And I know you have a difficult task ahead of you. You're ready for it. You know you won, and you know you're ready for it. So, but it's congrats. I know that.
Thank you. And, you know, it's interesting. It's been, you know, like as I mentioned, it's been such a difficult couple of weeks. Mm. You know what I mean? And people say, was it bittersweet? And not. It's
bitter.
It's mostly bitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you never want to be able to do it that way. But I think what makes me feel okay about it, not okay about it, but what makes me feel good moving forward is that I know that now
we're going to do this right in terms of honoring mm-hmm. Fred the right way.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
I now have a personal stake in being able to do that and being able to help Fox and being able to help the Cavaliers and being able to help everybody not necessarily get through this, but honor this man the right way in a way that would make him happy. And also, too, I mean, let's not forget about Austin. I mean, I having a tremendous relationship with Austin mm-hmm. since the second I got to this organization, I think is going to be a boost. I think hopefully it's going to make things easier on Austin,
yeah.
Who I care about dearly, and I thank you guys. I'm excited about, even though we don't like the way that this all took place, I'm excited about the way we are going to honor Fred and the way we're going to go about our business.
I think Rafa used a good word. Instead of saying replacing Fred, Rafa said continuing.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's what it is. It's you know, I use the word family a lot. John, your family. Rafa, your family. We kept it in the family. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to get through this year, you know?
And I just want to clear another thing. I know, you know, AC, who is going to be partnering with John, they're mm-hmm. both Notre Dame graduates. And this morning when the announcement was
made,
I made sure I went to
here
Moondog and CRCC and told him not to worry about it. There's no leprechaun coming to the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. You know, you will continue to be the mascot right. Of the Cavaliers. So, but there'll be some kind of Irish presence. There.
Right, right. And I'm going to miss the John Jim Jones stories. I'm going to miss those. And then for John, I mean, now he's got to. You know, he's got to dress up and look the part every night. You know, there's certain nights I remember he did games with no pants on. I mean,
and you mentioned Jones, and you guys know him better.
So now you got to dress up, you got to look good, you got to do the whole thing, man.
Announced this morning was, you know, with John moving, transitioning to TV, that city's open as well, or it's no longer open.
The radio play-by-play. Yeah, so that is now, we're allowed to say it?
Yeah.
Tim Elkhorn. Who is tremendous. He does a great job, great guy, excellent voice. He does have a great voice.
Does have a big, and, you know, big so set of pipes.
He does. He's got good pipes. So, I mean, Tim's going to be great. He's going to continue, again, use that word, continue, what's been good so far. And I'm looking forward to working with Tim.
I hope they don't tell him to do and follow Rafa like they told me to follow John Michael when I started. You know,
are you going to give Tim some Jones tips?
Oh, yeah, you better. Don't let him talk to Rafa. No.
He's going to have to learn that all.
Don't tell him that, and let Rafa get him. Because that'd be more fun.
I would never leave him to Rafa's to Rafa's devices. The poor guy. That's all he needs. Hey, thanks, you guys. We're gonna take a break. Joe, we're gonna talk Cavs camp. Hey,
yeah, coming up,
only a month away. We'll talk about some of the kids led by Darius Garland when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features 6 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
WWE Monday Night Raw comes to Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Monday night, October 21st.
Time to go burn it down.
Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Baron Corbin. Becky Lynch defends the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans, plus Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
And many more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and RocketMortgageFieldHouse.com.
This is what awaits you on the other side.
For true Cavs fans, it's Bob Evans or nothing. Starting with their signature sausage made with premium cuts of pork, this juicy crowd pleaser leads the team in farm fresh goodness. Also try a Bob Evans fan favorite, the number one selling mashed potatoes. They're ready in no time, so your family won't miss a second of the game. Earn pro points on delicious Bob Evans sausage and side dishes at Discount Drug Mart today. The clock is ticking.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. You'll find everything.
You guys done chatting as we're getting back getting back underway here on Cavs HQ? John Michael, Rafa Hernandez, Brito, Joseph Gabriel. Joe, we're going to talk about some of the youngsters with the Cavaliers in a moment. But first, how about these new digs? Right now we're we're downstairs with the newly renovated Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. This, where we're sitting, might be the only area that was not renovated inside this building. Our studio remains the same, but, man, you walk outside, it's all, I mean,
it's
Len Komorowski was here. Every inch of this place has virtually been redone, except for the radio room. But other than that, everything
it didn't, it was, you know why? Because it was perfect the
way it was. It was pristine.
Yes. But I mean, it's mind blowing out there in the.
It is.
It really is. Like I kind of expected it to be really cool, but and it was. It far exceeded expectations.
And you know, and we're inviting everybody to come on Saturday for the open house. There's free tickets available on RocketMortgageFieldHouse.com, and there'll be discounts on concessions, so you can try all the different flavors that they'll be being served.
So everything will be open on Saturday.
Everything will be open. But the most important thing is, if you are really a Cavs fan or a Monsters fan, we talked about the power portal. We talked about all the 1,500 glass pieces that weigh 900 pounds each. We talked about all the neighborhoods. If you want to come see the flex walls right by the Sherwin-Williams entrance, where they have part of the championship court, a replica of the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and a real championship ring, the ones the players got. It is amazing. It is really amazing the way it looks. And then the Monsters have the
Calder Cup.
Where they used to like put an X on every win.
Right. 16 wins to win the Calder Cup.
And I think that's amazing.
There's so many big things like that. And then there's you know what I noticed? A ton of little details.
Yeah.
Just a little, the little things on the walls, just all the Cleveland history, the Cavalier history.
A lot of art.
Yeah, a lot of cool art. I mean, there's just, it just looks cool. And
I'm hoping.
That's before we get out into the bowl, too.
Yeah.
That's before we even talk about how nice it's going to look.
I'm hoping Len Komorowski comes through with what I asked him earlier. You know how the curtain outside can be illuminated in different colors and different
elements,
themes.
Right,
like if you have like Disney on Ice, you can put all the Disney
blue
characters
and Elsa and the whole thing. Right.
I want
to
see if they can have like a Rafa night outside, like on my birthday. You know,
your head's too
every night.
Your head's
night.
Too big to
just
fit on
night.
The.
Like
head's
you have
too big
the.
Though, to
I think these the. Should they should have this though in the power portal in that tunnel where you go in that the video and the audio follow you. They should have a night where they can listen to John's call of the championship or any night, and you can actually follow or obviously my call
that
too.
That would be cool,
don't you think?
I agree. Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah.
And then my picture at the end,
of course. That's we knew that's what that was going. Hey, so
let's talk basketball.
Yeah, let's talk basketball. Camp starts in 8 days.
Yeah.
Media day is a week from today
from
at Cleveland Clinic Courts. Next day they go they get it going for real. There's been a handful of players who have been here all summer.
Oh, yeah.
And who have been working out. The three rookies are here already.
Yep.
They begin with Darius Garland. Of course, Dylan Windler's in that mix. Kevin Porter as well. Garland, I think, you know, we got teased during Vegas League and Utah League. We were excited to see these guys.
Yeah.
They didn't play.
Right.
But Garland, you know, a big question. What's Garland going to look like along Sexton? What's Garland going to look like, period? We've talked about this before. It used to be that even the regular season didn't mean a whole heck of a lot, let alone the preseason, the way things used to be. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm excited for the preseason.
Right. Well,
to see who's going to make the rotation, to see what these guys look like. It's going to be fun from day one.
Just to see what they look like.
Right.
I mean, if you added up Garland and Porter's games in college, they wouldn't. They're seven short of Dylan's Widler's final season. He played 33 games. You know what I mean? So these guys, no one really, unless you're a real basketball junkie, knows what those two young guys are like.
No. Garland, four games, was injured his fifth game, and those first four games were not against, the Dukes of the world.
Right, yeah.
Right? He had a big 30-plus game against Liberty. So, he still is waiting for – he didn't even get really big college competition.
Yeah. The only thing I can go by, really, to be honest, is what I saw, in summer league, just in the practice court. And I can tell you this, Darius Garland can shoot the hell out of the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's just shooting drills or just 5-on-5 or whatever it is. It wasn't top notch competition, but man, that kid, he just can drain it.
And you can see how he's gonna fit into Coach Beilein's.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that likes shooters that loves that style of game. And then when you talk about the shooting of Garland, and we know Wendell can shoot. Mm-hmm. There's no way. There's no doubt that they all can shoot. So I'm excited to see. And then I know we want to talk about the rookies, but when you talk about Garland and Sexton, who is going to be in his second year, mm-hmm. we're going to be seeing the development, how much work he put in the summer. And then you see who's coming off the bench. Obviously, Clarkson is the guy who will be the first option to put points off the bench. And then everybody's raving about how Brandon Knight looked in that Kevin Love camp they had in New York.
Yeah.
So I guess between Knight and Dudley would be the other spot that they're going to be. Johnny Henson we never got a chance to see. He's healthy. His wrist has healed. And I can't wait to see him. Tristan Thompson and Larry Nance. Kevin may be playing. I think it'll be exciting to see these guys, hit the court.
When I did my preseason profile of Brandon Knight, I kind of equated him to Sean Livingston, who the Cavs kind of revived his career. Uh-huh. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. Then he kind of wound up kicking our butt in the finals. Yeah. But really, his career was on life support when the Cavs gave him a second chance. And a lot of time, guys with knee injuries just need a year to get that confidence back and feel that it's not going to give out. And, all of a sudden, they can restart their careers. And everybody remembers how good Brandon Knight used to be and, quick. And maybe there's a chance he can recapture that.
Well, I think this is the first time in a few years that he comes into camp not rehabbing an injury
right.
or not worrying about
what
he's coming in
feeling good for the first time in years. Years.
Yeah. I mean, Derrick Rose was, I think he finished third in the most improved player last year.
Yeah.
There's a former MVP who finished third in the most improved player, and that says that he now is trying to revive his career. Brandon Knight, you just don't know. I mean, he could be the old Brandon Knight this year.
The only problem he had, well, not problem, but it'd be good for him, the competition. I remember a tweet by John Michael when Dudley was playing. I forget what team Australia was playing. And then in the first few minutes, he had like two loose balls.
He dove on the floor three times. In the first 3 minutes, said he dove on the floor three times, including off the opening tip. So I think
that's going to be the competition for Brandon Knight, which I think is good for him.
I think Dudley's ready to go. Of course, the end of last season had the concussion situation. Yeah. So he's ready to go. Had a really nice World Cup with the Boomers, with Team Australia. Putting a bow on the Garland thing, I mean, it was, remember, in Garland's workout where he opened the eyes of John Beilein, the entire brass. As the story goes, he was shooting threes, was making them all, kept backing up. By the end, he was near mid-court, and everybody was going nuts. They said he didn't miss a shot for 4 or 5 minutes.
And an effortless. I mean, he has a pure, clean, just effortless shot. I mean, really, it's beautiful. But fans are going to love it.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about, to see. Kevin Porter's a big unknown, obviously. He didn't have a ton of experience 1 year at Southern Cal. Mm-hmm.
People call him the steal of the draft.
Yeah, right. I think other rookies.
Yeah.
The other rookies, when, they have that survey of rookies, about a handful of different things. One was, who's the steal of the draft? And Kevin Porter's name was certainly mentioned near the top. So, hey, fun stuff, guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, it's not far away. I mean, in a week, off we go.
And we're going to be doing Caps HQ from Media Day next week.
That's right.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, that's always a good time, catching up with everybody. And, you know, we talk about those young kids, but I think you make a great point. I mean, that's before we talk about John Henson, who we did not get to see last year. That's before we talk about the incumbents. I mean, Tristan, Kevin, you know, guys who didn't play full seasons last year because
of
injuries.
And a new coaching staff. Almost all of it, so.
Yeah, and that part's going to be intriguing as well. I mean, John Beilein and crew, they're going to be feeling their way around for their first NBA
the
camp.
The first question for John Beilein when he joins us here on Cavs HQ is for him to pass an executive order to ban the singing of Sloopy at the Cavs games. Like, automatic.
That's not going to go over too well.
Is it your job to attempt to make people dislike you? Yeah. To make your approval rating plummet?
You're also picking a bad time to pump up Michigan.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, you can't get off the ball.
I don't
and
think
get back
I,
on
even
it,
even
you know?
Coach
you
Beilein
on
would, even Coach Beilein would say that's the worst idea I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'll tell you this: John Beilein is going to be so. I mean, I know he'll be a good coach. All those things, I think he'll do well. He's also going to be hilarious.
I think so, too.
He's really weird. People, I didn't know anything about him before. I knew he was the Michigan coach.
Right.
But after spending just that week with him in Salt Lake City, fans are going to love him. He's genuine. He's funny. He's lighthearted. You know, he just gives real answers. Fans are going to love him. I wish I could tell some stories about him on the bus. I wish I could.
We will, as Cavs HQ rolls along. Joseph, always good to see you. Have a great season, man.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back to wrap things up right after this on Cavs HQ.
Global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit ClevelandMonsters.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserved seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and LiveNation.com.
closing up shop here on Cavs HQ. Saturday, grand opening ceremony of the newly renovated Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse begins at 10 o'clock, cutting the ribbon. And then, Rafa, free public open house, 11 to 7. Come down here, discounted drinks, discounted food. You can check everything out. It's a beautiful place. I highly
Tickets
recommend it.
Tickets available at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com.
You can always go to Cavs.com as well. Camp begins at the Next Cleveland Monday. Clinic Courts 1 week from today. We're actually going to be airing Cavs HQ from
Yes. It's kind of like Clinic our Courts. First day of school.
A little bit. And we get to check out all the new kids.
And then we
have all the new
then
teachers.
Then we have 2 weeks of like two practices yeah, a day. Right. Those are fun.
All the new teachers too. new coaching staff, everything else. Going to be fun. Thanks for joining us. For Rafa, this is John on Cavs HQ, brought to you by AT&T.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
WWE Monday Night Raw comes to Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Monday night, October 21st.
Time to go burn it down.
Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Baron Corbin. Becky Lynch defends the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans, plus Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
And many more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com.
This is what awaits you on the other side.